Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. We're coming to you direct from the inaugural International Sugar Beet and Dry Bean Expo. We're right across the way from Amity Technology, and from Amity we have Beth Christensen. I see the big 30 on your display, 30th anniversary, I think, back to 30 years ago with Howard and Brian Dahl, and to where we are today. It's pretty amazing.
It is truly amazing. 30 years ago, I'll say 31 years ago, Brian and Howard were heavily into seeding. They went from seeding with Concord, and then they sold Concord to Case IH. And then with that, they bought a little company called WIC, which is a sugar beet harvesting equipment. And here we are today with Amity. Everything gets bigger, it's amazing the amount of change that's happened, even in technology with sugar beet harvesting. And I think it's been a good move. We're happy.
It's good to see. When you think about these beet guys, that campaign's underway. They got to work fast. They need the equipment that works, and you guys really fit that bill.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we sell everything from a 4-row harvester and defoliator all the way up to a 12. And the 12... we can go about 7 miles an hour. And with that, we have our 50 series defoliator, which was really engineered to stay in front of the harvester, which was always the problem. You know, sugar beet defoliating was always slower than harvesting. So like to keep that crop canopy in place as long as you can when there's hot and cold, it's been nice to now have the 50 series where we can stay right ahead. I mean, literally a tractor length between the harvester and the defoliator. It's pretty amazing. And then, I'm keeping going, but then with the carts that have come into play, both our sugar beet cart and now our crop chaser cart, which is a multi-crop cart, it's been really great. It keeps trucks on the roads and the headlands and keeps carts in the field and just makes for less compaction over the long term. And you know, we've had some wet years, so I think anybody can appreciate that it's nice to keep those trucks out of the field.
No doubt about it. Crop Chaser getting a lot of attention here. Beth Christensen with us again from Amity Technology, helping to bring you coverage from the International Sugar Beet and Dry Bean Expo. Jamie?
Thank you, Don. Ag Country Farm.